This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McMean. As the U.S. prepares for another day of protest with new information about the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody last week, U.S. President Trump is declaring himself the country's law and order president. Mr. Trump made the remarks in the Rose Garden at the White House Monday evening as protesters just a block away from the White House fled tear gas and rubber bullets fired by military police. And the president vowed that he will fight to protect the American people. He said he's an ally of peaceful protesters, but added that in recent days, the nation has gripped, in his words, professional anarchists, criminals, looters, and others. He cast the violence of the protests and looting that have taken place in American cities over the past 6 days as acts of domestic terror, and vowed to use all federal resources, both civilian and military, to stop their looting and violence. He pledged to protect the rights of all Americans, including that of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. That's the right to bear arms. He is threatening the nation's governors that he's going to deploy the military to states if they do not stamp out violent protests over police brutality that have roiled the nation over the past week. That's an opposite approach of what he said regarding the coronavirus, where he told governors to handle it themselves. His announcement came as police under federal command forced back peaceful demonstrators with tear gas so he could walk to a nearby church and pose with a Bible. Some Democratic governors are resisting the president's threat to deploy the U.S. military unless they dispatch National Guard units to dominate the streets. In reaction to the violence that has gripped the country, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that he does not believe the federal government can send military troops into his state. He accuses the president of creating an incendiary moment by threatening to do so. This is VOA News. Minnesota officials have ruled George Floyd's death a homicide, saying that he suffered from a loss of blood flow due to compression on his neck while being restrained by Minneapolis police. Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American man, died last week while in handcuffs after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes. His death, captured on video, has sparked anti-racism demonstrations in dozens of American cities, some of which have, in fact, turned violent. The report from the county medical examiner Monday said that Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. It does also say that he suffered from heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use, but it does not list those factors in the cause of death. The reports overturn preliminary county findings, which found that Floyd's death was the combined result of being restrained by police as well as underlying health conditions and potential intoxicants. It was announced hours after an autopsy commissioned by the family found that Floyd's death was caused by asphyxiation, and also ruled it a homicide. The family-appointed medical examiner said no underlying medical conditions caused or contributed to Floyd's death. George Floyd's brother has been pleading for peace in the streets, saying that destruction is not going to bring his brother back at all. Terrence Floyd's emotional plea came as the United States braces for another day of violence in response to the killing last week. Wearing a face mask with George Floyd's image on it, his brother dropped to his knees at the storefront that has been turned into a memorial covered with flowers and signs. St. Louis and Louisville's police chief was fired after the mayor learned that officers involved in a shooting that killed the popular owner of a barbecue spot failed to activate body cameras during the chaotic scene. A huge group marched hours later to the spot in peaceful protest. David McAtee, known for offering meals to police officers, died Monday while police officers and National Guard soldiers were enforcing a curfew amid waves of protest over a previous police shooting in Kentucky's largest city. Police said that they were responding to gunfire from a crowd. The U.S. attorney said federal authorities will join state police in investigating the fatal shooting. More than 375,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, more than 105,000 in the U.S. The number of worldwide infections is well above 6.2 million and above 1.8 million in the U.S. At least a quarter of the COVID-19 deaths in the United States have been in nursing homes with residents, according to a new report. A disclosure that came as coronavirus restrictions eased Monday, even as protests against police brutality sparked. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.